Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the question of the day is, how do your employees know they're doing a good job? People want to know if they're doing a good job. It helps inspire them. It helps motivate them. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't keep score in sporting events. And there's always one play, one player, one big score, one amazing, amazing home run, touchdown, catch, tackle, that everyone gets their attention. And that particular player is just happy as can be because they've done a good job. Or maybe it's a new Broadway play that's just come out, and the actors, right after the play, rush to read the morning edition of the paper as soon as it comes out because they want to hear what the critics have to say. Or possibly you look to your financial planner, your financial advisor, and you know they're doing a good job or a bad job because you've made money or you've lost money. Hopefully you've made money. But how do your employees know that they're doing a good job? Have you given that any thought? We want our employees to succeed. We tell them this is what needs to be done. We're always trying to coach them, talk to them, sometimes lecture them. But do we really sit down and explain to them why it's important for them to do a good job? Do they know what a good job is? Do they know how to relate to success? Are we teaching them success? Are we teaching them what their particular task fits into the whole? And what's the difference between something that's really done well and something that's not done well? And, of course, when something's done well, we want to catch them doing something well so we can talk about it and praise them. And when they're not doing something well, we want to turn it around, or we want to put it in a context of, this is how we're going to do it the next time. This is why it's important that you change what you did in this particular situation. This is how, when you succeed, it affects the company. This is how, when it doesn't, when it, you don't succeed at your task, it affects the company. This is, doesn't matter what position you're in. It doesn't matter whether it's someone who's prospecting and selling, whether it's someone in the accounting office, someone in manufacturing, or someone who's your cleaning person, which is one of the most important people in your organization. So always understand that employees are human people, and they need to feel like they're accomplishing something, no matter what task they're doing, no matter what level their job is, no matter what their place is in the company. And if they are doing a great job, we need to let them know that they're doing a great job. It'll inspire them. It'll want them to continue to do a good job, to continue to get the well-deserved praise. And if they're not doing a good job, most people want to know that too. They want you to show them how they can succeed, how they can do a good job, how they can fit into the company, how they can help their coworkers. Think about it. Think about what you would feel like if you showed up every single day and no one had anything to say about you except give me more. Do more for me. Make it happen. But nobody ever really took the time to acknowledge that you were a real person with feelings who wants to succeed. And when you weren't succeeding, that you, no one was showing you how. And when you were succeeding, you were being ignored. So let's make sure that we're approaching this in the right way and understand what the needs of our employees are. Because if we do understand that, and we understand what their needs are, they will succeed beyond belief, and so will the company. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.